Let's turn to 105 in the Grace and Glory, 105. Hopefully I can get there. I have a song I love to sing since I have been redeemed. Of my Redeemer, Savior, King, since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in His name. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a Christ that satisfies, since I have been redeemed. To do His will, my highest prize, since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in His name. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a witness bright and clear, since I have been redeemed, dispelling every doubt and fear, since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in His name. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a home prepared for me, since I have been redeemed, where I shall dwell eternally, since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in His name. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. Sing it again. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in His name. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. Glory. Hallelujah. Something at me. Lord, You are more precious than silver. Lord, You are more costly than gold. Lord, You are costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. Glory to you, Father. Glory to you. Hallelujah. Amen. We love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to joy, my King, in what you hear. Let me be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let me be a sweet, sweet in your ear.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory to Jesus this morning. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, how I love you. Master, Savior, blessed and true. Son of God and Son of Man. Master, light of the world, bright at morning star, the way, truth, and life, the door and the vine, Jesus, thou Jesus, Jesus, how I love you, Master, Savior, blessed and true, Son of God and Son of Man. Shepherd, Master, Light of the world, bright and morning star, the way, truth, and life, the door and
Jesus, thou Jesus divine.
Praise the Lord. We are here to glorify the Lord. Glorify the Lord in worship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to see you all be more free to worship. And when we're singing the choruses, if you would even stand and just begin to worship, you would find that you would be greatly blessed. That's what we're doing that for, is for worship. Time of just really giving the praise to Jesus. Hallelujah. So anyway, glory to God for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. He is faithful. Glory to God. He works in our lives mysteriously sometimes, doesn't he? We want to turn to the book of Joshua today in the Old Testament. The book of Joshua. Going to only be here shortly, but just for a short time this morning, but we are going to trust the Lord for a message from God today. Hallelujah. So let's ask the Lord to bless the word of God and make it real to our hearts. Praise the name of Jesus. We praise you. We thank you, Father, for your preciousness. We thank you, Lord God, that you are here in our midst today. We thank you, Father, that we have the right to come before you as your children. And we ask you, Lord, to bless us with your word today, Father. And Lord, just give us a boost in you, Father, to worship you with all our hearts and all our soul and all of our being. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Father, for this message in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be strong and courageous. We're living in a time when it's very, very difficult. I don't like being cooped up. I don't like to be told I can't go somewhere, that I can't do what I want to do, that I feel I should do. Do you? Like this. This is like infringing on our liberty, isn't it? But the word says, be strong and courageous. Be strong, even when the adversity is bad, when things are bad, when trials are hard, when it seems like maybe we pray and pray and we don't get the answer right away. He's going to answer. Sometimes he just says, wait a little while. Just wait a little while. I'm taking care of things. It's not that he's slow. He's not slow. He goes according to his will and his work. So in this chapter 1 of Joshua, Moses, the servant of the Lord, had died. And Joshua was to carry on. He was a man that had been under Moses for 40 years. And he had followed the lead of Moses. He doesn't promote himself in any way, except when he won the great battle over the Amalekites. The Lord gave him that battle, and Moses was sitting up on the hill with people holding his hands up. But he doesn't exalt himself at all. But in this chapter 1 of Joshua, we're going to read with verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore rise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, and to the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Praise the Lord. God had made this promise to Moses. And it's true now, even though Moses has passed off the scene, gone to be with the Lord, and now Joshua is in control here. He is the leader. God is in control, and he's leading Joshua. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, be your coast. God has given that all to Israel. Isn't that something? Clear up there to Iraq. Clear up there. God has given it to Israel. Praise the Lord. Notice in verse 9, So, have not I commanded you? Be strong. Well, we have to read verse 7. We skipped verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong, be of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I love that. Fear not, for I am with you. I am your God. Fear not. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The word dismayed there means discouraged or scared. Don't be discouraged and scared. God is watching over us. Praise the Lord. We have two good examples of his power right here in our midst. Sister Denise, the way the Lord came in for her in her surgery and has just delivered her. There's no cancer. Glory to God. And our dear sister Larice, not twins. Larice and Denise. Praise the Lord. God delivered them, brought them through, and he's going to continue to do that for each of us. Be not dismayed. Do not be discouraged and scared at the things going on around about us. God is faithful. Genesis 26, 24, fear not, for I am with thee. So this wasn't the first time God told him not to fear. You know, human beings are people who fear. When we're just little old mites down here compared to the principalities and powers of the devil that he has. But praise the Lord, we are victors in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. In Exodus 14, 13, Moses, God said to him, fear you not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. Sometimes we get so dizzy about something. We're praying for brother's daughter also in Colorado, Lori, that needs our prayers. Hallelujah. God is a faithful God. We will not be dismayed. We are not going to let the enemy defeat us. We are going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. To stand still means to not try to go ahead and do something on our own strength. You know, that's what we are prone to do, isn't it? We're prone to try to figure out the problem. We're going to figure this problem out, and we're going to do something about it. We're going to get it worked out. That's our nature. But the Lord says, just stand still and let the Lord work. Let him work. He's going to be faithful. When we get through this old COVID virus thing, I really believe the rapture is right away. I think we're going right away. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, be strong and be of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid. So that's the theme, it seems like, back here. I mean, people are afraid. Look at the children of Israel, how fearful they were. They went out there with Moses, but then they murmured and complained and sinned against God and complained against Moses' leadership and all kinds of things. But God was there to deliver. And those who believed him, those younger people, went into that promised land. It was promised to them and it happened. God is going to fulfill the promises to you and to me. He has promised us that his son is coming back again for us. And we believe that. Believe it. Believe it. It is true. He's going to come back. Hallelujah. And I thought of this scripture in 2 Timothy 1:7. Let's look there. 2 Timothy 1:7.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, we're human beings, aren't we? We have human characteristics, and one of them is that we have a lot of fear.
But just think, we'll have a spiritual body someday.
That's right. Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has not given us the spirit of fear. Now, what is a spirit? It's demonic. He's not talking about the Holy Spirit there. He's talking about the demonic spirits. God has not given that kind of spirit to us. If you have fear today of things, it's not of God. It's not of God. Don't be afraid. The word constantly says, don't be afraid. Jesus says, peace, be still. Don't be afraid. Who's in control here? Not us. We flub up, don't we? We really mess up things sometimes. And all of us do. Every one of us here is a human being. And we all have times that we doubt. There's all the kinds of trials. We learn as we grow in Christ, though, that God is always a faithful God. He is not going to stop taking care of us for some reason. He is taking care of us. And so Paul says that God has not given us that kind of spirit. But what kind of spirit did he give us? A spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. Hallelujah. The power of God is just the same today. Praise the Lord. When we pray, the power of God is going to move and going to take care of the things that we're praying about. When we pray for God to deliver us, when we pray for God to give us victory, when we pray for the Lord to help other people that we are concerned about, the power of God is with us today, the same as it was yesterday.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
I thank God. I thank God for my life. From the time I was a child, I was in Grace Meetings and just a baby and saw the power of God move, saw people healed, saw people delivered, and I believe it with all my heart. He is a faithful God. Hallelujah. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us the spirit of power. And that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's agent, we say, of the new birth. He convicts the sinner of their sin so that they can be saved. He's here to work in our lives, to give us the victories every day, to quicken the word of God to our heart. We could just go ahead and name many, many aspects of this Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the triune, the third person of the Godhead. And he is faithful today to give us the power over sin, the power of victory in our lives over things that beset us. Glory to God for his faithfulness. And notice that of love. Where does our love come from? It comes from the Holy Spirit working in our life. It's the love of Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father. But the Holy Spirit works that in our lives. He shows up the things that are not right in our hearts toward other people, and he gives us a victory so that we love them. We love one another in spite of whatever we may, however we may have been hurt, whatever we may have done, whatever they may have done. We have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are full of the love of the Spirit. Glory to God, the love of God, and of a sound mind. A sound mind. The Lord gives us sound minds in him. You know, one scripture says we have the mind of Christ. Now that we have been born again and especially filled with the Holy Spirit, we have the mind of Christ. What does that mean? It means that the Holy Spirit is leading us. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is leading us, and we follow him wherever he wants us to be. Whatever he wants us to say. Oh, I pray today that each of one of us will realize how important our words are. Our words are so important, and they are very harmful to other people. But praise the Lord, as we walk in the Spirit and we yield our life to the Holy Spirit, our words are going to become the words of the Lord. Our speech will be purified. And we have a sound mind, a mind that governs, is governed by the Holy Spirit, showing us what to do, what to say, what where to be led. Hallelujah. Let's go back over to Romans. I think we read Romans 8 last week, but we're going to read it again. Romans 8. Romans 8. I just love this, these verses of scripture here in the latter part of Romans 8. Love them all in Romans 8. But in verse 35 of Romans 8, it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress?" Tribulation. We all go through those times of tribulation. We all go through times of distress. Persecution, famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. You know, right now in this time we're living in, we need to be really in prayer for this world, for the United States, and for all the needs. People are getting drastic again, going and buying everything off the shelves again and stuff. We need to be praying that God will provide, and He has promised that He will not allow us to be tempted more than we're able to bear. He's promised that. And so we need to be in prayer for the world and for people to come to know Christ instead of trying to figure out their own problems all the time. It's a need that we all have. We're human. How many times do we try to figure out our problem by ourselves? And then we come to the end of ourselves and say, "Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me." And He's so faithful. He has said that nothing will separate us from the love of Christ. Not our trials, not our distresses, our persecutions, our famines, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, "For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." That's in Paul's day, that was surely true, wasn't it? And we haven't suffered unto death as far as being martyred or anything like they were in that early day. But it's going to come again. It's going to come again in the tribulation for sure. Number 37, "Nay, no, not so. We are not counted sheep for the slaughter, right now. But nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." What does it mean by a conqueror? That word in the Greek means a liberator. It doesn't mean liberation. It means, I'm going to be liberated. It means I'm going to be liberated, and I'm going to help somebody else to be liberated. I'm going to become a liberator. Are you a liberator in the Lord? Are you a person who helps someone else to find the way of victory? Are you more than a conqueror than Christ Jesus through Him that loved us? That's what He has said, that we are going to be more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Just like those Israelites back there in Joshua's day, God said to Joshua, "Go forward, I am with you." Praise the Lord. And the walls of Jericho fell down miraculously. Praise the Lord. And the walls in our lives are going to fall down when we take that victory in the Lord and become more than conquerors. Praise the Lord. We become a conqueror, and then we become more than that. We become a liberator. We begin to tell other people about how to be liberated from their sins and from their trials and from their tests and from their non-victory attitudes. We want to be a liberator. Glory to God. And then He says in verse 38, "I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come." Now think about all those things. No higher power such as wicked angels or principalities, demonic situations. None of that can not anything that's present or things to come, nor height, nothing that is up there very high, nor depth, as far down as hell, nor any other creature, no other created thing. Nothing else that's created by God shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is why we can be strong and courageous. We have the promise. He is not going to leave us in our trial, in our test, defeated, and don't know where to turn because there's no help. He is our victory. He is our strength. Glory to the Lord for that. What does it say in Philippians 3:13? Do any of you know? Marilyn knows. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can do it. My parents went through the Dust Bowl days. They went through the Great Depression. They went through two world wars where everything was rationed. I just vaguely remember that because I was born in 1940. But I remember setting the tin cans at the curb. They had to empty all the cans out and put them at the curb so we could support the war effort. My brothers made a garden so that we'd have food to eat. Everything. I remember those things. God was faithful. He was always faithful, and he brought us through. Now, we are closer to the end time right now. We are much closer to the coming of Jesus Christ. And we need to be ready, and we need to be faithful and watching and not let anything of the devil put us down.
Amen.
Don't let anything defeat us now, because we are more than conquerors through Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lay hold of that verse, and as you go around your day, when the devil starts saying, you're defeated, you're not doing the right thing, you got all that stuff he tells us, don't listen. You don't have to listen to that. I've even stamped my foot and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave me alone. I know it isn't the stamp of my foot. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Paul was speaking of the trials and the tests that he was going through. Can you imagine? How would you like to be Apostle Paul? All the glory, look how people look to him, the great Apostle Paul. My goodness, what he suffered. He went through so much. He was in prison in the dungeons. He had people reject him. At one point there in chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians, it said he was stoned 3 times by the Jews. That isn't recorded in the book of Acts. How would you like to be stoned 1 time? But imagine being stoned 3 times by the Jews and yet getting back up and doing what God said to do. Isn't that something? It's a real victor, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Paul said that he had learned, he'd come to understand that whatsoever state I am in, there to be content. Whatsoever state, what does that mean? The state of Kansas? No, it means whatever circumstance. Paul was in prison. He had sickness. He'd been beaten. He had no doubt problems in his body from all of the rocks hitting him and everything else that happened to him. And yet he says, I have learned. It's time for us to learn. We're in the end time and the coming of Christ is at hand. If you haven't learned yet, learn now. Jesus loves you more than anything. That's why he died for you. He loves you so much. He wants you to be ready for his appearing. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Glory to God. Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. If you haven't memorized that verse, would you do that? Would you memorize that verse? It's very, very helpful in your life. When you're going through something bad that you think, I just can't stand this. Remember, everything you go through works together for your good, and you are going to be a victor in Christ. You are going to be a victor in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul, I believe that if I've written my text down right, I think it's Philippians 3, where in verse 12, he says, not that all, as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. So what does that mean? Apprehend. He's laid hold of us. We are his children. He has bought us with a price. He's laid hold of us. He's apprehended us. And so now Paul says that he is going to he's going to reach out and apprehend that which Christ has gotten for him. He's reaching forward. He's like the racer that's running that race, stretching forward for that prize. Glory to God. In the Amplified Version, Romans 8:28 says this, I can do all things which he has called me to do. I can do everything he asked me to do. He would ask me to do something I can't do. Through him, that's the next thing, through him, who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ. Now, I'm not self-sufficient in myself at all, but I am sufficient in Christ, in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace.
Amen.
You that lack peace, you know what? If you really walk with God and yield to God and seek after him and realize everything in your life is from God and he is trying to work through that trial you're going through, then praise the Lord. He is our peace, isn't he? And 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 2, I believe it's 12. I wrote it down wrong. If we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. Little tiny verse. If we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. Isn't that a beautiful thought? One of these days, it's going to happen. Jesus Christ is going to come. And those that are watching and waiting for him are going to hear a trumpet. Praise the Lord. I love that, again, where Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, how that God's grace is sufficient for him. For God's strength is made perfect in his weakness. When we feel like we can't go on, when we feel like there's no hope, God is for us. God is with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. When we are weak in self, Paul says, then am I strong. It's a lesson, and it's hard for us to learn that. We keep trying to be strong in ourselves. I got to really show, you know, I'm a victor. I've got to show it. I've got to make everybody look to me. No. Just fall on your face and say, Lord, here I am. I have to have you. I cannot be a victor without you. I don't know what to do in this circumstance. Help me now, Father, because when I am weak, I know you are strong. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. We have victory today. Say that with me. Let's say it with the I. I have victory today. I am not a defeated person. I am victorious in Christ. He is my strength. I cannot do it myself.
Amen.
You won't be an overcomer in yourself. not a person of us. We're going to sing a song. Number A.
Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is plunge me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. Cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Sing it again. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and was to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the clay.